Okay, to have a real appreciation of the sugya of Atayfus Labal Tayf, what you really need to do is, first of all, to learn Siman Kuf Hey, Sif Aleph and Beis, the dinim of Atayfus Labal Tayf v'halacha, and second of all, to learn Siman Kuf Chaf Hey, Sif Aleph and Beis, which are the dinim of Ten Kishi. What I'm going to try to do, yes, we can't spend weeks on the sugya, although it would be possible, is today to go through, I'd like to cover four, I don't think we'll get to all four topics of Siman Kuf Hey, and Sunday, in Yitzhak Hashem, to go through a few of the topics of Siman Kuf Chaf Hey, and after that, we're going to go on to the next sugya. But you should just know, like for records, that this is a very wide sugya, a very broad sugya in halacha. We've already discussed 2 days ago, 3 days already, the night of Yehuda, and we've discussed the dinyan of Tefes Labal Chai, and yesterday we mentioned two machlaikis in the Rishayim. One was the machlaikis Tesis in the Ramban. That machlaikis is why a person could pick up a mitziyah l'chavrei. Why is it that you could be magbiya metziya lechavrei konechavei, right? And that Taisus said, because of migu dezachi lenafshei zachi lechavrei. Taisus said, why can you pick up a metziya for someone? You chav to the rest of the world. So Taisus said, because you have a migu, you could take it for yourself, so you could take it for your chavrei. The Ramban apparently doesn't hold the migu dezachi lenafshei zachi lechavrei. The Ramban holds that the reason you could pick up a metziya for your chavrei is because this is not considered chav v'achrini, because the only time that you can't do something for your chav is if you cause someone else a loss. If you cause someone else minyas harevach, that's not a problem. That was the machlaikis between Taisus and the Ramban. That's one machlaikis in the sugya. And the second machlaikis we mentioned yesterday was Rashi and Taisus. Machlaikis, if you make someone a shliach to be Taisus for you, if you appoint someone as a shliach to be typhus for you, maybe then Rashi held that in that case you could be typhus lebachayv. The Rashi is not here in Gittin, the Rashi is in Bava Metzia, but Tosfos quotes it from Rashi Perish Perakam Bava Metzia that a shliach could be typhus b'makom dechav lachrin. And on that, Tosfos and the Rashi argue, and we pass in both machlokes, and we pass in like Tosfos. In other words, even if you make a shliach still can't be typhus, but makam dechav lachrin. Okay, those are the two machlokes of Rishonim that we had yesterday. Now we get to the achronim. Right, issue number one. We'll start with the easier, and we'll get to the harder last. That way, if we get cut short, we'll leave out the harder things and make it easy. The first is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Akler. Rabbi Kiva Eger's in two places. What is in the Hagois of Rabbi Kiva Eger to Siman Kuf Hey? And what is a Tshuva, which is brought in the Pistei Tshuva, Kuf Hey, Siv Katan Beis. Kiva Eger clears the following shag. A loiva owes money to Ruvain and to Shimon. He owes $100 to Ruvain, $100 to Shimon. The loiva is a tenant by Ruvain. He lives in Ruvain's house. He rented an apartment. He lives in the house. Now he owes money to Ruvain, to his landlord. Plus he owes money to an outside party. The loiva dies. He dies, and his rental is up. The building he lives in reverts back to be the property of the malva. The question is, could the malva be taifes, the $100, the tam kinyan chatzin? The says, if the malva walks in and grabs a biyadayim, there's nothing to talk about. Everyone would agree that if the malva is taifes biyadayim, malva has a right to grab for himself. But we're talking with the malva did not go in. Maybe the other malva got there first. But the landlord, Tainer, this is my chatzin. Chatzere shaladam is kainalai. So I want my chatzah should be kind of for me, the money that he owes me. He left metalfilm in the house, he left furniture. I want that my chatzah should be kind of for me, should be typhus for me, and therefore I should be able to get my entire chayv back. This is the shayv. What would you say? Huh? Should work. Why should it work? So you should remember there are two ways to learn why a person's chatzah is kaina. Right? There are two ways to learn why a chatzah is kaina. There's a tzad a chatzah mishum yad, and there's a tzad a chatzah mishum shlichus. Why is a person's chatzah kaina? A person could be vacationing in Florida, and his house in Brooklyn is kind of something for him. He's not there. So there are two tzadim, either chatzah or mishum yad. If chatzah is considered my yad, then if pashit, of course I could become. Or chatzah mishum shlichus. The chatzah is like my shliach. The Torah gave it the kayach of shlichus. My chatzah is like my shliach. We paskin the chatzah mishum shlichus, except where the owner of the chatzah is oimid betzidai. If the owner of the chatzah is standing by the chatzah, and he sees a tzvi runs in, something happens, blows in. If he's aymed betzidai, then it's kind of mishum yad. And then there'd be no shayla. Aymed betzidai means he's standing there and he's mishamer it, he's guarding it. So if he's standing there, then there's no shayla, the chatzah could be kind. Question is, if he's not there. So then chatzah mishum shlichus is rabbi. Then chatzah is kind of mitam shlichus. So chatzah mishum shlichus was the shayla. Can the chatzah, which is a shliach, be kaina for the landlord, but mocking the chavachmini in a place where it's a chayv for the other malva? If you look at the chatzah as a regular shliach, so we pass it, like I said, like Taisus, that a shliach can't be kaina but mocking the chavachmini. What about a chatzah type of shliach? Could my chatzar, if I'm not Aymed Betzidai, I'm not there. My chatzar is 10 blocks away, and the leiva dies, and I want my chatzar should be kind of for me the money he owes me. L'chayra, chatzar mishum shlichus is rabbi. The chatzar is no better than a human being would be a shliach. And a shliach can't be kind of b'makim d'chav l'achrini. So since the shliach can't be kind of b'makim d'chav l'achrini, the chatzar, which is a shliach, also can't be kind of for me b'makim d'chav l'achrini. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger's stuff.
They're both
entitled. They're two mountains. Reuven and Shimon. If I grab it, Shimon's not going to get.
But if Shimon grabs it, I'm not getting.
So we'll have to go to Bezin, we'll split it. We'll each get half. What's Bezin going to do? Bezin will sign half to each of us. That's what Bezin does. Can you prove that? It's technological. Logic would say, why does it seem logically? Logically, it would seem that a chatzar, even though we use the expression chatzar mishum shlichus, we don't mean hilcha shlichus, pashtus. It's taka true. There's a din by chatzar that a chatzar is kaina even for dvar aveira. A chatzar could be kaina geneva. If I want my chatzar to be kind of geneva for me, it could work. It's a bit of a raya that chatzar, even though chatzar is a shliach, it doesn't mean mamish. It's mamish or shliach. Mamish, like a dine shlichus. But this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's topic. The svar is very much neiter that a chatzar is something more than a shliach. But Rabbi Kiva Eger's masufik, yes.
That
a shliach. By Dvar Veri. Well, first of all, the Iker is like the Lady of Yehuda, that the Chalais is not Chal. So it wouldn't, Lamai said, it wouldn't help us. So the Shar Mishpat says that, and this is all the Pistei Tshuva, the Shar Mishpat says, 1 minute, a person's Chatzar is kind of hefker for him. It's kind of metziah. The halacha is that if a metziah blows into someone's backyard, the wind blows a davishal hefker into someone's backyard, that his chatzur is kind of shalei midaita. Chatzur shaladim is kind of like for the shalei midaita. So that I don't know, if you see the windshield of someone's car, there's a they put in these things which has a dollar off for a car wash. You're allowed to take it? It's not your car, I mean. It's someone else's car. You're allowed to take it off his car? Okay, love is kind of like Shlomi died. Maybe he wants it. Never wants it. Zero people want it. And they're crazy, why they put it back? They must get some of them back. What happens if you want it? Huh? The belt doesn't want it. Otherwise, it would be kind of fun. Huh? Kalev shall Adam in Simtas, I think it's kind of. Okay, but certainly, I can't think of another example. What other examples are there? If they stick the circulars in your doorknob, huh? I don't know, but anyway, Chateri Shavadam is kind of like a Mitzvah, a Hefker, a person certainly is kind of. Right, this could be more than Hefker, there's a Makna here. There's a mind to be Makna. All these Goyim that stick it in, I don't think they know what it means to be Makna, but if you think of another example, I mean, something blows into someone's Chatzar. So if it's a Chatzar Mishtameres, Mishtameres doesn't mean that there's a guard, it just means that it's clearly marked as the person's Chatzar. So you can't. If you find something there, his chatzur is kind of mitziah for him. So one second. Now here you have to halt kav. Question. How could my chatzur be kind of mitziah for me? How could my chatzur be kind of mitziah for me? Ayitzchav lachrini. Nobody else is going to get this, is going to get it. If my chatzur is my shliach, how could my chatzur be kind of for me? Ayitzchav lachrini. What's the answer? You have to really work it out better. Is it a raya or is there a better explanation? That's right. Again, the question is, how can my chatzer be kind of a metziah for me or a hefka for me? It's chav lachrini, it's chav to everyone else. Good. That's what I'm looking for, right? How can I be kind of a mitziah for you? We have machlokes tesis in the Ramban. Right? I could pick up a mitziah for you. Why? So we have tesis says, but a Ramban says. Let's see if those two has bear and fit by chatzar. Do the two has bear and fit? The Ramban says, makes sense. What was the Ramban says? But why could I pick up a mitziah for you, even though it's chav lachrini? We said it's not a chav, it's hefker. It's a minyas harevach. Alright, so then it makes sense, like the Ramban, it makes a lot of sense, that by a chatzah, the same thing. It's minyas harevach, so the chatzah could be kinder for me. But like Tosfos, why could I pick up a mitzvah for you? Ayitzchav lachrini, the answer is, like Tosfos, nigud zachel nafshei. I could be zachel for myself, so I could be chai zachel for you. By chotzer, there's no bigud zachel nafshei. The chotzer, what does it mean? The chotzer could be zachel for itself, so it could be zachel for its owner. It makes sense. How could the chotzer be? A chotzer can't be zachel for itself. The words don't make sense. So how could a chotzer be kind of mitziah for me? It's chav lachrini, and there's no bigud zachel nafshei. I can make. I don't even have to make a mishleach. You could do it with teresiah. I don't have to make a mishliach. Of course I could. But I don't have to. But actually, because it's zachel nafshei, it's zachel. He could be zachel mitziah for me. What? Why? You don't have, I don't know what you're talking about. If I make a shliach to get a chai, does it work? If I make a shliach to be... Right. So what about a mitziah? It's chav lacheirim. I'm telling you, it only works like Taisis because of Miku Bezachel and Nafshe, Zachel and Chavis. Even by Shleach, right? Because since he gives Zachel and Nafshe, by a Chatzah, there's no Miku Bezachel and Nafshe. A Chatzah is better,
Why? So it's not the Shar Mishpat, and since a chatzah could be kaina, it's a raya, a chatzah is better than a shliach. This is a raya, to what we, I think, would feel mitzad hergish, that a chatzah is more than a shliach. It's a shliach, but it's more than a shliach. It's somehow an extension, and it works for Torah shlichus, but it's a stronger Torah shlichus. And even Bokim Dechav Lachrini, it still works. Where is the nafkamina in the Gemara's case where we make it a shliach and not yad? Nafkamina is in which case where shlichus doesn't work, is it a nafkamina? Kamina would be chatzer shel kat. Katan is chatzer. Like the Gemara says, a chatzer shel cher shayt of a katan. Shem yada would be kaina. But that's a cheras, I suppose. And at shlichus not. This Gemara is the Gemara's different thing. What? If it's mishum yad, then it's pashit, it could be kaina for me. Then there will be no question in the first place. The whole question is based on the fact that we pass Kimishum Shlichus Rabbah.
Isn't there a difference between
Tzia
and Yachid? In terms of Tzia, there's a mind that
potentially can
turn to Mashiach and Yachid, and there's just no violence.
By Mitzia?
No, by Yachid, there's no
violence. It's a difference, but I don't think it makes a difference. It's a difference in two cases, but I don't think it would make enough kamina in any of the cases that we're discussing.
Well, there's no. If it's
happening, it's not about. It's because the rest of the world now can't kind it. The next fellow who looks down the block. You mean it's chav to the previous owner? It's true, it's a difference, but the halacha would be the same. Either way, I have a right to pick up a mitziah. Amigos lachem ashi zachel l'chavre. And the fact that it works by shlichus, by chatzah, would still be a raya.
Never be just like
an eved. Probably, yeah. An eved is eviyad eved kiad rabbi. Alright, so this is inyan number one, the inyan of chatzah. What? With this you want to see Pesher B'Kivega Safik, yes. Okay. Kivega is a second Hechetimtza in the Hagoy, is the same Shiloh really. If you look in the Hagoy, there he has a second case, which is also totally in this. Okay. Shiloh number two. Let's go a step at a time. Go now to the case, not of a Metzia, of a Halvor. There's a malva, there's a leiva and two malvas, three malvas. Reuven owes money to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. So Shimon goes, and he's typhus. Is Shimon himself allowed to be typhus? Of course. Right? The whole question of Chayv Lachmini is when you do it with a shliach. But Shimon himself, he's owed money. So a person who's owed money is allowed to be typhus the money, as long as it falls in the... The dalachas of tzitzis balchayiv. He's allowed to be typhus. So Shimon, let's just to make it simple, say Reuven owes $100 each. 100 to Shimon, 100 to Levi, 100 to Yehuda. Shimon goes and he's grabbing money from Reuven. So he's grabbing $100 for himself. Now, let's say he wouldn't care about himself. He just would want to grab $100 for Levi. Would he be allowed to do that? Just to grab my money, I'm not worried, I feel bad for Levi, I want to grab $100 for Levi. And Yehuda says, 1 minute, you chav to me. How could you grab $100 for Levi? You're causing me a loss. Would he be allowed to grab? According to Tysus, you passed my Tysus, we say, Migu de Zachi Lenafshe Zachi Lechavre. Since he could grab the 100 for himself, he can therefore grab the 100 for Levi instead of himself. And that's Vadai that it works.
That less man the power. Now, question is, what happens if he wants to grab 200? 100 for himself, plus a second 100 for Levi. And Vayta Yehuda is screaming. He's saying, what are you doing? You're mafsid me. So now, Shimon grabs 100 for himself, no question, he's entitled to. Can he grab, at the same time, the 100 for Levi? In the same tfisa, it will be separate tfisas when the Yishayla. If he grabs himself, now he can't do anything. He's over with. Can't do anything for Levi. But in one tfisa, he wants to grab $200, 100 for himself, plus 100 for Levi. Now, it just seems from the Paiskim, that the case that Yaki mentioned yesterday, if he would grab first 100 for Levi, which he's allowed to do, he'd take it home, but come back and grab 100 for himself, that would certainly work. Because they grabbed 100 for Levi, he was allowed to. Now he comes back, grabs 100 for himself, he's also allowed to. Seems that was zichul. The shaila is, in one grabbing, he wants to grab 200. 100 for himself, plus 100 for Levi. So the 100 for himself, less by the pali, he's entitled to. The 100 for Levi, Yehuda, Shrein, Gaval, Imbi, Mavsid, me. Is he allowed to grab the 100 for Levi? So the Beis Yosef says yes. Mikud Zachel and Nafshe Zachel Chabra. So what do you say? You know? What? He's allowed to take 100. So once he's taking 100, he has a right to grab, so they take 200. You're a ganev on the other money. You're not a ganev. You're grabbing for Levi.
Then why in the first place
Okay, the shaila shtelzach is in two cases. One case is that I'm grabbing 100 for me and 100 for him. And it would be another case where I don't care about my 100, but he's owed 200, I'm grabbing 200 for him. For our conversation so far, it would be the same in both cases. The same shaila. When we say miku desachi l'nafshe, does that give me a right only to grab what I'm entitled to? Or, once I have a heter to grab, I could already grab more.
Why is this any different than the case where you just took the Levi, not for himself?
If I just take for Levi, I'm certainly entitled. Because that money I could have taken for myself. So instead of taking for myself, I'll take it for Levi.
Oh, yeah, if he goes up and has that whole time, if he can take for himself, he can take for other
right.
As well. That's what he's doing here.
So. Is that true? Is that what's happening? Huh? You should get upset about this. It should bother you. Huh? Everyone agree? Well, what do you say? I'm asking Shaila. He's owed 100 and he's grabbing 200. Miguel Zachal and Nashi Zachal Chavri. I'll give 100 for myself. I want to give 100 for him. The Sma says that the whole thing is, it doesn't make sense. You only can grab what you're entitled to. Miguel, you could grab 100. So if you want to grab it instead of for yourself, for someone else, you can grab it for someone else. Well, what's the whole Makar of Miguel Zachal and Nashi? It's Metzia. He says, the Makar of Miguel Zachal and Nashi Zachal Chavri is Metzia. That's what Tyson said. If I find a Metzia in the street, Migu, I could get it for myself, I can get it for someone else. So that which I could get for myself, I can get for someone else. That which I can't get for someone else, why can I get it for... I can't get it for myself, why should I be able to get it for someone else? Let's say on Sunday I was taking 100 for Levi. So that I was allowed to do. I gave it to Levi, it's all finished. So now Monday morning, I want to be typhus for myself. Why can't I be typhus for myself? I'm owed money. I used up my pass. I have a pass to lay this. I'm allowed to. Right now, I'm owed money. No, yesterday I wasn't chav because Yehuda still could have beat me to the second 100.
Sunday you weren't chav. Then come down on Monday, you were chav on Sunday.
I wasn't chav on Sunday because Sunday afternoon Yehuda could have grabbed. He still could have taken. I didn't take anything away on Sunday that he couldn't have had. On Monday, when I grabbed the second time, even an hour later, at that time I mafsed him, but I'm allowed to be mafsed. I'm doing it for my sake. Yishalu, what happens if there's Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar? And Shimon grabs one day for Levi and next day for Yehuda. But also, if you look at it separately, Lachaira, I don't know.
10 minutes,
as long as it's separate, yeah. The Beis Yosef is a very big chiddush. He's trying to explain it. The Beis Yosef says that I could grab, as long as it's a one grabbing, I could grab as much as I want for anybody who's a Baal Chayv. I can grab, even if I'm owed 100, I could grab 200 for someone who's owed 200. And the Sma argues, the Sma in Siman Kuf Hei, Katan Gimel, brings the Beis Yosef, and he says he doesn't understand it. You can't grab more than you can take for yourself. What you can take for yourself, you can grab for someone else. What you can't take for yourself, you can't grab for someone else. And the Shach defends the Beis Yosef. The Shach doesn't say one word of Svara. The Shach brings a Raya from the Gemara of Metzia, that even by Metzia, there's such a Chetimtza, which I'm not going to go into just because of the time constraints. The Shach says that he brings a Raya from a Gemara, and he says that you can grab more than you're entitled to yourself. He does not say one word of Svara.
The same way you could say, the same way I could have done for him,
and Migra could have done it in two steps. Yeah, but if you had done it in two steps, you would have given Yehuda a chance to come in between and grab. But Maisie amassed him the half hour, whatever it is in between. Practical terms may not mean much, but technically, I'm out. What? What does that have to do with Rashi and Taisis? I can't make a shliach. I can't make a shliach because the shliach doesn't have migdah zachar l'nafshe. Why we pass on a taisis? You can't make a shliach because the shliach himself doesn't have migdah zachar l'nafshe zachar l'chav. Here, the person has migdah zachar l'nafshe. He has a right to grab because he's a baal davar. The whole machlekes here between the Beis Yosef and Shach against the Sma and just about everybody else is whether the Migul de Zachal and Nafsha gives you a right to grab more. That's the Shach, the what? It's Chav L'Acherim, yeah, there's another Baal Chayv. There's a third Baal Chayv who's not getting anything. Because I'm grabbing for myself and Levi, Yehuda's getting zero. Whoever brings the Shach that I saw, the Tumim, the Nesivis, Carbon Asanel brings it here in the back, Ois Hay. Whoever brings it is not happy with the Shach, pretty much. There's unzufrieden with the Shach. And the Shach definitely needs, kind of Hezber, needs some type of explanation how it could work.
If it was 300,000, if he grabbed each one and one got, would that be a problem?
It's no problem. If everyone got it, everyone's happy.
Taking, so it's taking more than he's able to get now. That's all right.
If you're not chavlach when you need, it's no problem. If the Torah gives you a right. If you're not chavlach when you need, you could be zaycha, you could do people favors. Only but he's owed. He's entitled to it. He's owed money.
So, he's taking care of himself 100, and then whatever he's entitled to.
If there's nobody losing, everyone's happy, there's no problem.
But the fact, but in the case of what the smart says that you can't take for yourself, you're taking 100, you're entitled to $100. You take that $100. Now, take another $100 for someone else. Just like that $100 you're entitled to yourself. That's
Chav Lachrini. That's Gemara's case. You can't take to someone else if it's Chav to a third party. You can't. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says you can't grab for one Baal Chayv if you master a different Baal Chayv. So you're a very nice guy. You're doing Levi a favor at Yehuda's expense. That we can't do that. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. The Chav Lachrini can't do it. We discussed that yesterday. There's no union of chav to the laiva because the laiva has to pay. Right? That was a hanocha when we started. It's not chayv to the live. Live is mechuyev to pay. It's a mechuyev to pay. So what chayv to the live is? Live has to pay. Live mechuyev to pay. He's obligated to pay. You can't, he's in a time to chav or he's a chav. You have to pay. I'll be aloch, you have to pay. So the Gemara says that's not so. The Gemara says it's chav lachrini. If a person only has $100 and he owes it to two people and I grab for one, it's chav to the other one. I can't do one person a favor at someone else's expense. The whole shaila of this beis yosef is where I'm entitled, because of zochi lanafshei, am I entitled to grab more lachavre. Now the only way I could understand this shach is if we understand, if the following is correct, we can argue about it. The shach is saying, I'm grabbing 100, I'm allowed to grab for myself. I'm grabbing 100 for someone else. I did it all in one ma'aseh kinyan. In one handful, I took the whole $200. I took 100 for me, 100 for him. If it's true, that it's either everything or nothing, either it's a kinyan or it's not a kinyan. I grabbed $200. I did one ma'aseh tefisa of $200. Yeah. If you're going to tell me it's a kinyan, so I'm paying 100 for me, 100 for him. If you're going to tell me it's not a ma'aseh kinyan, that means it's not a ma'aseh kinyan. I didn't grab the 200. In that one ma'aseh, I did one kinyan for two people that are owed money, me and him. There's no dollar designated for me, and there's no dollar designated for him. It's all 200 different dollar bills. And I'm grabbing, I will be two separate envelopes, one says my name, one says his name. So you could argue that who says you have to be kind of both? The one that says after you, you're kind of, one that's not, you're not. But that's not the case. The case is, I grabbed one bundle of $200. I didn't designate which one is mine and which one is his. I grabbed one bundle of $200 and I took it. So either I'm typhus or I'm not typhus. The shach holds that since I have a tefiyah in the whole $200, not to keep the whole $200, but it's one piece of $200, that I have a right to a chelik of everything that's in the $200, not to keep everything. I'm going to have to pay off $100 to the other person's fine. But that it's either everything or nothing, and that's why I'd be entitled to keep it. If, yes?
If I take $300, I only have a kinyan in one of the 300.
Let's say it's one $200 bill. One $200 bill, and I want to be kind for the two of us. So what are you going to tell me? So what they're arguing is that you're only kind of half the $200 bill, half the value of the $200. The mashmois to me, it seems from the shach that the shach is learning this way, especially the way the Ketzais talks about the shach. It seems a little this way, but it's still going to be a problem. This hezer just is going to be a problem because, as Shimshi mentioned before, there's also a case where Shimon is owed 100, he doesn't grab anything for himself. He only grabs 200 for Leif. And there the shach also holds it's good. And there's nothing for him. So Vaita, it's a bit of a problem. The shach needs a hezer, yeah. Shach doesn't say a word of Svara. It just proves him a Gemara. There's got to be a reason. It's got to make sense. There has to be a Svara to it. I'm just saying the Shach is giving a reason. But we're trying to sit here. We're trying to understand the Shach. Everyone, whoever brings a Shach has conscience. They answer the Raya, but the Ikar time is on the Svara. The Katayin is on the Svara, and I think the Karmel Sanal at least is the Katayin is on the Svara. No, so they talk about it, they do answer the Raya. Hashach hevi raya ben hashas or metziah dafches. So he's mechalik. He says it's not similar to the Gemara's raya. He mentions the raya. Anyway, this is a machlokes. Lamaisa machlokes b'seisim hashach against the smad tovim nesivus and karmes adam. It's pretty hard, you know. There's a rule of chayshim mishpat. It's true. In the beginning of chayshim mishpat, somewhere writes, "You know, klaf of chayshim mishpat, you could always be samech on the shach." Chayshim mishpat doesn't say it about Sally Aradaya, but he says in chayshim mishpat, you could always be samech on the shach. He's marei the chayshim mishpat. So here it's with the Beis Yosef. It's not so simple to negate it. But it's not like we have a svar and we have a kash on it. Like, we're still in the starting gate. I don't think we have a clear understanding of the Shach to be able to be Lamdonim and say we have a Shverakite. We just don't understand. Why, where is the Shach coming from? How does he understand he could do Zachal Anash? Yes?
And if the guy is over $100 and he pays the $200, so the teacher still
stay on $100. On his $100, nobody would argue it's good.
Right.
On the second $100?
On the second $100. But it's
still the same genius. Same tefisa. So that's the Shach Tzitzis. If it's all in one tefisa, it works. The question on that is, if in one tefisa, you grab something you're entitled to and something you're not entitled to, l'chayra, what you're entitled to, you should get, and what you're not entitled to, you shouldn't get. That's what I would think. I would think that. If you grab in one tefisa, something you're entitled to, and you're not entitled to, so what you're entitled to, keep, what you're not entitled to, give back. Say you're sorry and give it back. Which just doesn't help, remember?
No,
which does not help, so back it
doesn't help.
It's true, it's a lesser level, because it wouldn't be Chav Achrini I could do it. But Lamaista, it's Chav Achrini. So that needs a little hesber. It's true what you're saying, but it's missing a little hesber.
Maybe you can see it's very well, and the first husband goes to the other guy, and the second
one goes to the other guy. Hey, Mammon, you have to say Braira. Mammon is not both. So it doesn't really matter which 100 is which. You want to say Braira Fakert, that he should get the first 100,
right,
and I should get the second. I don't know. Maybe that's what he means. He should say something. It's a little, okay, so this is Inyan number two. Let's get on to Inyan number three. This is probably the most famous of all these Inyanim. That's another Shach. This Shach, the previous Shach was Sivkot and Gimel. And this is Shach Sivkot and Beis. The Shach here buys a Chiddush which has ramifications in many areas. The Shach is coming to explain Rashi. Rashi says that if you make a shliach, it works where it's chav lachrini. And Taistus and the Rosh, they're matmiyah, they bring a beferish of Gemara, not like Rashi. And they seem to be right. So the question is, how to defend Rashi? Rashi says, if you make a shliach, it works. By chav lachrini, why does it work? So the Shach is bothered by his second nekuda. He says, this Rashi is above Metziah. He says, why isn't the Rashi in Gittin, which is, he calls it the Iker Mokim and Shas of this sugi, is the one in Gittin, not the one above Metziah? Why didn't Rashi say it here also? Zok the Shach. Because Rashi is masking that stam a shliach, you can't make a shliach to be typhus for Mokim Dechad Lachrin. That Rashi is masking to. Rashi's kavanah in Baba Metzia was not in a case of shlichus. It was in a case of a payel. When you hire someone, you pay someone to be typhus for you. If you pay someone to be typhus for you, then tfisa works even if it's chav lachrini. Then the person can be typhus even in a case where it's chav is someone else. And the reason that Rashi said this in Bava Metzia is because the Gemara in Bava Metzia talked about a payel. The Gemara there talked about a payel, yad payel ki yad balabayis. that if you hire a worker to pick up mitzvahs for you, you hire someone whose job is to walk along the seashore and to pick up all the lost the things that wash up. He's picking up. He goes down to Southeast Asia and he's right. Everything's washing up there. So you hire someone, you give him $100 a day, and he's picking up mitzvahs for you. Now, Zakta Shach, Rashi's explaining why. The Gemara says that if a payel picks up a mitzvah for the owner, he's kind of for the owner. Yad payel ki yad balabais. So Rashi's saying that the reason it works by a payel is because there's no chesaron of chav lachrini by a payel. That's what it, why? Why is it better than a shliach? He says, because there's a rule of yad payel ki yad balabais. Okay, 1 second, good. He says that there's a rule of yad payel ki yad balabais, and if a payel does something for me, it's more than a balabais doing it for me. Balabais is like me, myself. The anochis rightness of shlichus. Ad kedei kach, the Nesivis writes that loyte shach, if I hire a katan to do things for me, ain shlichus l'katan, that a katan can't be a shliach. But if I pay him, loyte shach, it would work. Because yad payel ki yad balabayis. So the yad payel works like yad balabayis. Payel is more than shlichus. And what? Dvar Aveiro also, let me think about it, maybe. And the Shach says, Nira Shakol HaPoiskim Moedim Lezeh Ladina. Places would not have argued with Rashi. Had he understood Rashi, that Rashi is talking about a payel, Places would have been masking, because of the rule of Yad Payel Ki Yad Alabayis, and it works. The Machne Ephraim, in Hilchos Shluchim, Siman Yud Aleph, writes that he's Matzdik Shitas Hashach. He says a very big chiddush. He says, let's say you're building a maka. You're building a maka around your roof. It's a mitzvah asay to build a maka. So if you have a Jewish worker doing it for you, you make him your shliach, and you get sar for doing the mitzvah. What happens if a guy is building the maka for you? So l'chayra, you're losing a mitzvah. You're getting a guy, ein shlichus la'akum. The guy is building the maka for me. So I'm losing out. I'm losing the mitzvah. I should go myself and knock in the nails and build the maka. What? Kabrach on it? There has to be a ma'aseh mitzvah in order to do it. Maybe you're right. What he writes is that since Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, when the guy makes the maika, if he's paid, he's not a volunteer, if I'm hired him to put it up for me, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, Ad Kedei Kach, he says, that the owner can make a bracha on the guy's maisa. The owner can make a bracha on the guy's maisa. I have at home a Machne Ephraim that has Rebbe Kiva Eger's Hagoyis on it. And there's a Hagoyah there from Rebbe Kiva Eger where he wrote exactly what Akiva said. He said you could hire a guy to give a get for you, give Kedushin for you, Bitmiyah. We have a new thing. You want to have a guy to be a Shliach, so you hire him. Alright, so it's a good cash. I mean, rather than see this, it's the same cash on the Shach. To hire a guy, you'd be. Oh, so maybe he has to be just like that. He has to be Bar Krisus, he has to be Teres Kedushin. Okay, could be that's the Teres. But in the underlying thing, however you apply it to Guy, but the underlying thing, this is the Shchidish Hashach, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis. Someday we'll collect, this says Nafkaminis in a lot of areas of Halacha. If you hold Yad Poyel Ki Yad Balabayis, Shachol, the Yapel Ki Yabal Bayis, it can be Taifis Mokhim Shachar Vachrini, Zakt, the tshuva I mentioned yesterday from Weinfeld. If you want someone to get a seat for you, and you hold the tzav lachrinis, he's not allowed to grab a seat. He says, pay him. Give him a dollar, he should grab a seat for you. Now tzav lachrinis, it works. He's serious, 100% serious. He says, you give him a dollar to do it, so you have payokiyar balabayis, and then it works, even by tzav lachrinis, that's the shas psak. And it'll be good. It'll work. You have all kinds of aids, this is very nice, but the halacha of the shah, this is the psak of the shah. The Nesivis is mefakfek on this. Nesivis says it depends how you understand payel. It goes into the old question, is pshat the payel is kind of, that I'm kind of from him? Or is it that when the payel picks it up, I'm kind of directly? You see, he's toilet in this. If you hold Yad Baal Bayis, Yad Poyel Kiyad Baal Bayis Mamish, so then the Shach is right. He's Mamish my hand, Poyel Zachidish is my hand. But if you hold that first he's kind and then I'm kind of for him, then it does. So you see, this is toilet in this, these two ways to learn. The same thing says by a cut. If you hold the Poyel kind of for himself and then for me, so the cut, you can't do that. If the cut is just my, if a Poyel is my extension, so then he could. So the see, this is toilet in this. What? A similar thing to Shlifus. Now, as he's saying, that Payel Zichel works, that it's me. Nothing else. It's very similar to the two ways of Shlifus. And yet, by Shlifus, it doesn't work. So if you hope Shlifus works that way, then Payel is no better than you have a cash right here. Right? Okay. Yeah, it's stronger, but it can't just be because it's direct. Because if you hold direct, Shlichus could also be direct, and it doesn't work. The Karban Nisanel comes with a beautiful pshara. It's a very nice pshara. Pesach Tshuva brings it. He quotes, I think, one of his rabbeim. He says, "Be'etzem, I don't agree with the shach. To say that a payel is mamish yad balabayis." Cotton could be a pile, could make kinyanim for me. He says that's too much of a chiddush. But in this case only, there's a side reason why the shach would be right, and it could take a become as Rashi for a reason which applies only here, not to Maka, not to other cases. And what's his reason? The case of Rashi by Taifas of Achayev. Taifas of Achayev, he says, could be different. Why? By Taifas of Achayev, you hire me to be Taifas for a Achayev. So you hire me as your employee, you pay me by the hour, and you say, listen, Pliny owes me $1,000. I want you to go and be Taifas. Not everybody's a good Taifas person. If you ask me, I'd have a very hard time going over to someone grabbing things from him. So you hire someone, you hire a strong guy who has enough chutzpah, and he'll do it for me. So I'm paying him, I'm hiring him for a job. I'm paying him to grab. So he's going and grabbing. So we're telling him, you can't do that. Chav lachrini. Chav lachrini. Now, 1 minute. I could do it. Why could the malva do it? Because for yourself, you're allowed to grab. For myself, I'm allowed to grab even though it's Chav lachrini. That's Dine Mominis. Dine Mominis is a person, what he's entitled to, he could take. The payel, or the shliach, you tell him, why are you doing him a favor? Do him a favor. That's chav lachrini, or you can be a favor on his plate. So the Karban Nisanel. This payel is really grabbing for himself. Because if he doesn't grab, he doesn't get paid. And if the payel fails to grab, he's not going to get paid. So you're going to tell him, why are you doing Shimon a favor? You're making Levi lose. He'll say, what do you mean? I have in this something for myself at stake. If I have something for myself at stake, why can't I grab? I'm grabbing for my own benefit. So why can't I grab? If I'll the svara, so you don't like it. Huh? Chav lacherim, but I'm allowed to be chav lacherim if I'm taking this for myself. Why am I not entitled? Not anything wrong.
keep it for himself.
All right, I'm going to explain the carbon asanal two ways. There are two explanations of carbon asanal. First, I'll try the one which you're more likely to be master to, and then I'll tell you an explanation which I think is right. But I'll tell you an explanation. Pisrei Tshuva brings the carbon asanal, and he understands the fact. Let's say I'm grabbing $1,000. I'm grabbing $1,000. I'm the worker. I'm getting paid how much for my day's work? $100. When I grab the $1,000, I'm really grabbing $100 for myself. Because since I was hired by Shimon, Shimon owes me $100 for my work. So when Pliny owes Shimon money, and I grab, I'm allowed to grab the $100 for myself.
But then you can't.
So since I could grab the $100 for myself, Migul is Zachi Lenafshei on the $100, I could be Zachi Lenafshei on the other $900. What? This money. Because if somebody hired me, owes me money, and someone else owes him money, so I'm allowed to collect what someone owes him and he owes me, I'm allowed to take from the person who should put the drum loss. I'm allowed to go and grab from him. Yeah, but right now, as I take the money, he took the other bankaka, he owes me $100 for my work. So as I grab it, I am grabbing $100 for myself and $100 for him. What? It's not Gita Vyad. It's better Gita Vyad. I'm grabbing something which I'm allowed to keep. I was hired to do the work.
I can only take $1,000.
$100 I can take.
No.
Why? Why can't I? I'm hired to grab something. As long as I have my own interests in heart, I'm allowed to grab it.
But it's not. The meeting says that I can take this, so therefore I can take this or something else. I'm not allowed to take this.
The hundred is mine.
This person is not entitled because this person is hiring something wrong.
There's something wrong. Wait. There's something wrong. He's entitled to the money. It's $6,000. It's just have a cleaning, so. Why can't I take the job? It's a very good job. I'm going to get paid right on the spot. I'll tell you more. This is the way the Pesach Tshuva understands the carbon asanal. And Brady, he says, all right, this escalation makes sense like the Shach, that you could grab more than your chelik. Like the Pesach, if you grab more than your chelik, so it makes sense. But carbon asanal himself passes like the Sma, so he says he doesn't like this explanation. I'll tell you the way I would understand, but you have to give me a chance. The way I understand the carbon asanal, I don't have any problem with it. You know why I could grab the $1,000? I want a job. I don't have a job. I have to feed my family. So someone gave me a job to grab money. You know, I'm not a ganid. He's grabbing money, which he's entitled to. It's Chav Lachrini. What's the whole reason? What's the reason in the first place that I can't grab for him because it's Chav Lachrini? So I want to do him a favor. Why can't I? The answer is that it's not a cheshbon. You're doing him a favor at someone else's expense. That's karuv to being a dvar avera. You're grabbing for him and not for him. That's not a correct thing to do. But if I'm doing it for my own reasons, I'm doing some hired. I don't have a job. I want to feed my family today. And I would like to bring home some money. And here I have easy money. All I got to do is grab $1,000. He hired me. I should be allowed to do it because Chav Lachrini is only wrong because of the taina. Why are you helping him and not him? If I have my own cheshbon, why I'm helping him and not him, why can't I grab for him? Why not? What's wrong with that cheshbon? I want to grab for him because he's paying me. If the other person would pay me, I would grab for him. So you know, maybe he'll pay me more. But right now, he hired me. I'm grabbing. I have my reason for doing it. You can't tell me. Remember, I'm not a ganiv. The person I'm taking from is not entitled to the money. It's only a complaint to me. Why are you grabbing for him and not for him? I have an answer. I'm grabbing for him and not for him because he paid me. And I'd like to have a job. This is a way for me to have a job. So why? What's wrong with being Chav Lachrini? People are Chav Lachrini a whole day. Every time you open a store, you're Chav Lachrini. Customers don't go to a different store, they go to your store.
So
Chav Lachrini is dead when I'm doing a favor For Reuven, it shouldn't extend. Okay, so that's not a proper thing. Here, I'm not suing the faith for Reuven. I'm not interested in doing Reuven any favors. If Reuven doesn't pay me, I'm not going to do it for him. Because he's, I'm not doing it as a favor for Reuven. I'm doing it because of my own interest. Why can't I? Why? What prevents me? What does Chavachini mean? Why can't I grip for someone because someone else loses? He's entitled to the money. The answer is that it's Sarna Darkei Hayosha.
Why should I lose?
The only
one that's not fair is your.
But the other life, the other mouth himself is allowed to grab himself. That's some grab he's allowed to grab. It's only a time on me, Mahechitesi, helping him at someone else's expense. You're a very nice guy. You're helping him and it's at his cost. But if I have a cheshbin, then it shouldn't be a problem.
I can say I'm glad.
I tell you more. I think, and I'll probably find it if you give me enough time, that if you would have exactly the same case, let's say Reuven owes money to Shimon and Levi, and Shimon is someone I'm mechuyev to give cover to. It's my father, or it's my Rebbe, someone I'm mechuyev to give cover to. I would think that I'm allowed to grab for Shimon and not for Levi. If Halacha says that he has kedima, so you can't tell me why you're grabbing for him at someone else's expense. What do you mean? In Halacha, he has kedima. The Torah said that I should give kedima to him. So that's a taina to me. I would think logically that this whole cheshbon of Chavlachini would make no sense in such a case. What's the problem? Why can't I grab for him? He's allowed to grab. Why can't I grab for him? Because it's a chesaron in darkei hayosher. I'm helping him at someone else's expense. But if it's not a chesaron in darkei hayosher, if there's a reason why I'm helping him, so why can't I do it? What's wrong?
Someone makes a shliach, but he made me a shliach, so I grabbed him. But the guy didn't make him a shliach.
What does being a shliach mean? It means you're being a nice guy. That means you're being a nice guy. That means you're doing a favor. So that's not yosher. You're doing him a favor? What kind of favor is that?
Because he belongs to you. If the other guy would have come over to me, I would have also done it for him.
Because he came over to me, still means you're doing it for him. If you're doing it for him and not for him, that's the story. That's not a proper anhoga. It's not a proper anhoga just because he asked you.
Whether he paid you or not, you're still helping him.
No, he can't grab and sell to the highest bidder because he can't grab it. But he could sell the services to the highest bidder before he grabs it. It's not his money either. So it's not his, it's not the Leibniz. Let the Leibniz keep it. He has to grab for one of them. He can't grab for undetermined. If what? In a chinami, if you have such a case, I think it would be okay. Alright, what I'd like very much is that you guys should try to get the sugya klar. You should be kind of yediyah. It's a half on the sugya, even less. Take out some kofei. I covered three of the four topics I wanted to cover. Again, the first was Rabbi Kiva Egan with the chotzer. The second was the shach and sma with giving more than you're entitled to. And the third is the rule of Yadkolot Yadalabayas. The fourth inyan, which I'll probably mention briefly on Sunday, is the Machna Frayim Shluchim Ois Dalit. In addition to that, there's Simin Kuf Chafei and Shulchan Aruch. The Chalal, all of you, should get more in the habit, I really should do it more, should get more in the habit of taking out a Shulchan Aruch. Should get more in the habit of taking out a Shulchan Aruch and looking at things. I know many people, when they make a laning, I heard this from many people, you make a laning, I don't know where to look, which achron do you look at first? The answer is, you take out the Shulchan Aruch, and you look at the Shach, at the Sma. They're basically Masber Rishayim. This whole Shach with Payal is a Hezber and Rashi. He says it's Shach and Rashi. You could argue it is or it's not. They're basically Masber Rishayim of the Sylvia. And you should get used to looking at Shulchan Aruch. So this is Simon Kuf Hei, and the other part is Simon Kuf Hei. So we have a full slate in Yisrael Shem for Sunday.